I just want to remind everyone that we will have more information about the recordings, about the seventh tradition. All of that will come towards the end of the meeting after our speakers have gone. So just keep that in mind. And so next we're going to go with Rachel. I'm grateful to introduce Rachel. So let me.
Unmute me.
There we go.
Yes.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi. Hi, everybody. I have to admit that was different. Having bombers come in, that was my first time experiencing that. But I just want to take a minute, get myself centered in my heart, and thank you, Julianne, for your chair. Thank you, Sharon, for giving me this opportunity. And I have to say, I avoided you in the beginning when I first saw your text coming in. I didn't want to speak because I know that every time I speak, it's different and it's exposing me. And so I got a little scared, and higher power had to bring me to where he needed me to be able to give myself freely. So I got there. So I thank you for that, Sharon. And I thank higher power for that. And it was something I was telling my guy that it's so easy. It was easy when I was in Al-Anon. I just jumped right in and, oh, I want to speak. I have something to say. And it was ego. And I was still full of myself, but I didn't know who I was. And now it's more real. It's more heartfelt. It's more deep. It's in my core. And I have to speak because I'm no longer running the show. So I'm just going to breathe and feel all this that I'm feeling. I'm outside because I like to be free and outside. I was at my guy's house and I said, I got to get out. I gotta speak, and I don't want to hold back nothing, and I just want to be with nature. So I'm just going to breathe and allow God to connect me to my heart, because I don't know what I'm going to say. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody, for being here. And thank you for ACA, and thank you for this meeting, and thank you for myself. The word that came up for me when I was asked to share, it didn't come to me right away, but the first word is hiding. How I hid in a family of dysfunction and chaoticness, craziness, avoidance. Everybody in my household, I had two sisters, a dad that was in the beginning when I was a little girl. My dad wasn't a heroin addict, but a heroin addict and a para-alcoholic mother who hid. My dad hid too. We all hid. We all hid ourselves. We all hid who we were. I mean, the negativity and the control and the domineering and the speaking for each other, all of that stuff was quite, you know, it was all out there. But we were hiding who we really were and what we really thought and what we really wanted to say and couldn't say, because the whole thing is don't talk. Don't feel and don't trust. So that's where we all were. And so what was I hiding from? I was hiding from myself. I was hiding from anything that made me feel afraid or made me feel uncomfortable or took me to places I didn't want to be inside. I hid in the religious stuff. I hid in my relationships with people and with my family because they didn't know me. They didn't want to know me. So I just dug myself deeper into that shell that they talk about. That the little girl and you know, you can't come out because it's not safe. That's my other word, is safety. I was not safe. I didn't feel safe in my own skin. I just didn't feel safe. So I hid myself. I hid my true self. And I just conformed, complied, and just did and was whoever you wanted me to be. That's who I was. So the hiding was quite familiar and natural. And what I want to say, because what I've been working on is who I am and my identity. So I used to hide the fact that I'm Black. I knew I was Black, but Blackness just wasn't accepted. It just wasn't accepted. And so I was around a lot of white people. And how did that make me feel? I couldn't talk to my mom when I went to a Black school and come home and tell her how my experience was, because she wasn't there. She was checked out. And I couldn't talk to my dad because he was caught up in criminal activity and drugs and his world. He had his own world. We all had our own world because we had to create our own world. So I couldn't, it wasn't really nobody to talk to share what I was really feeling on the inside. So I hid that. And I just acted like everything was okay, but it wasn't okay. I was hurting. I was in pain, emotional pain. And I had no release to do that with. So I acted that out and tried to get gratification from stuff, from men, from people, from substances, from food, from whatever I could get my hands on to feel better and feel pleasure, sex, whatever it was to make me feel okay. Because I wasn't okay and nobody knew it or nobody was paying attention. So this Black thing is that I'm embracing that I'm a Black woman in this world and I'm loving it because I hid it. And it almost sounds strange saying I hid it, but you're Black. But my family even talked about my darkness. And I was afraid of my Blackness and my Black people and my Black family. They scared me. So my resort was to the white world because I felt safe with them. But then it was stuff about them that bothered me too and troubled me too, because some of the experiences that I had. So I've been differentiating between that, embracing my culture, loving my culture, and loving the fact of what I got from the white side, but seeing everybody and everything for what it really is. I had to see my mom and my dad, their dark side, their shadow side, and see the things that they did that were not okay. And then to see their beauty. My dad has passed away from the disease, but to also see him transform as he was leaving this earth. and to see his beauty and to still have his beauty inside of me and to recognize those things that he gave me. And then having a mother who I despised and could not stand and hated because it was a point where I hated myself. Now having a relationship with this woman and being able to be my damn self, being able to speak, being able to trust, being able to live, laugh, play, and talk to this woman and not have awkward silence, intensity, being able to make mistakes in front of this mother, this woman that bore me, being able to make mistakes and own my stuff, being able to talk to her about the past and about my truth and about who I am today is pretty damn incredible. And sometimes I gotta pinch myself. I've been married 2 times, and in those marriages, in the first one, it was my dad, and it was unsafe. And God has shown me and is showing me and has restored my safety because I am a safe woman today. I am safe in my body. I am safe within myself. I am safe around people because I do not put myself in harm's way in people who are doing crime, people who are mistreating me and abusing me. I am not in that. God pulled me out of that and showed me what that all was. And it stemmed from me being unsafe to having anxiety, anxiousness, nervousness, being afraid, being fearful, because I had 2 parents who were afraid. Imagine having a dad who had to look over his back all the time for the police, for people who could rob him, for everything, living that lifestyle of drug dealing and going to prison, abandonment. From my dad, who is the chief of the family, who is my association of who God is to me. I had to take in all that craziness. And my thing that I told myself is that I don't want to be sick no more. I don't want to live a life of dysfunction. I don't want to be afraid. I want to be able to live life and live it in its fullness and be whole and complete and be able to love and let love in. I'm in a relationship today where I am practicing this program in my relationship with a man. It's a miracle. It's a miracle to be able to talk, to be able to have my identity and not lose it because I'm with someone. To be able to show up with me. To be able to love. To be able to hold this man. To be able to treat him, buy dinner for him, buy whatever I want for him, and not just think of myself because I came from a family. My dad, he used, he cheated. He showed me all this stuff, selfishness. It's a miracle. This program is awesome. And the reason why I came into ACA is because I had to deal with my pain because I couldn't keep passing on my pain to other people. I had to deal with my shit. If higher power is helping me, he has released my little girl to me. I get to have my little girl. I get to parent my little girl. I don't have to give that responsibility to my man to take care of us. I have to emotionally take care of us with the help of higher power, with the help of my God. My God has turned her over to me because I am a trustworthy human being, because I am doing the work. Nobody else can do my work for me. It ain't no quick fixes, because I looked all over this world for quick fixes and it wasn't none. It wasn't none. I had to get busy with my own stuff. So I am grateful to be experiencing love for myself and being able to let it out, let it flow. I am a shining light. I'm starting to know who I am in here, because I used to think I was a piece of shit. My dark skin, it's ugly. It's this, it's that, it's all those messages. And I didn't just get them from hearing it in social media and where my ancestors came from and what they had to go through. No, I got it, and sometimes in my family, because they made me feel like that. And I had to re-switch. God had to help me re-switch that training, that noise in my head, that noise in my heart. Everything being so damn chaotic and tumultuous, and I'm spinning. I can't deal with no problem because I'm spinning. I don't know my head from I didn't know my head from my heart, and I was always in my head. And I had to move to that place a serenity as God started working this program and sorting things out and taking things out, taking my mother out, taking my father out, taking my sisters out, taking all that shit out, so that what is left in here is me, my parts, my critical parent, my ego, all my stuff is left in here, but it's all me. It's not my mother. It's not my father. It's a separation. That's what the 12 steps do. They separate you from all the other stuff outside of you. So inwardly, you can acquire peace and serenity and freedom, and to be able to hear, because I couldn't hear shit but noise. So all this had to settle down and get tamed. I had to be tamed. I had to be disciplined. I had to hear the real voice. And it's not me. Something bigger has come in and is taking over and teaching me how to live and teaching me how to be and teaching me how to treat a man and teaching me how to treat my family that is still whacked. And sometimes I think, oh, they've changed, but I changed so that I'm not reacting to all that shit, that they can't come at me like that anymore. They got to come at me right. They got to come at me real. And I accept them all, because I am love. I am compassion. And I have my own truth, and other people have their own truth, and I don't have to fix it, because I didn't make it broken. I was broken. And God has fixed me and is fixing me. And it's not over because I forgave people and forgave my parents. It's an ongoing process, but it gets better. It gets better. Trust me. I'm a witness. It gets so much better. And there's so many possibilities and unlimited belief inside of us. It's not outside, it's inside. And so with that, I am grateful for these meetings. I'm grateful for all of you because you help me. You strengthen me. You give me what I need. And it's all God because God is in all of us. So I thank you.
Thank you for sharing with us, Rachel. You were heard. All right. Well, I guess we will begin the work to go through the closing of the meeting. But thank you so much, Rachel and Julianne, for being willing to share your experience, strength, and hope, and share your recovery. So I'm going to go ahead. So our seventh tradition states that every ACA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. There are no dues or fees for membership. If you'd like to contribute, the information for doing so will be posted in the chat. And I'm going to post this in the chat now. And newcomers are encouraged to buy literature and need not contribute. If you'd like to speak at a future Faces of ACA speaker meeting or get more information about the Diversity Committee, please send an email to webservant@adultchildren.org. And I'm going to post that in the chat as well. If we could have, is there someone who's willing to read the promises? And I will screen share those as actually, if they start abusing the whiteboard feature, I may have to shut down the screen share. So if somebody's got the promises in front of them and are willing to read it, that might be a better choice to make.
Yeah, Darren. I'm sure someone can call it up.
I think Darren is, I can't get that to unmute. So Mark, I will go to you next.
All right. Hi, Mark, adult child.
Hi, Mark.
All right. So the ACA promises. One, we will discover our real identities by loving and accepting ourselves. Two, our self-esteem will increase as we give ourselves approval on a daily basis. Three, fear of authority figures and the need to people please will leave us. Four, our ability to share intimacy will grow inside us. Five, as we face our abandonment issues, we will be attracted by strengths and become more tolerant of weaknesses. Six, we will enjoy feeling stable, peaceful, and financially secure. Seven, we will learn how to play and have fun in our lives. Eight, we will choose to love people who can love and be responsible for themselves. Nine, healthy boundaries and limits will become easier for us to set. 10, fears of failure and success will leave us as we intuitively make healthier choices. 11, with help from our ACA support group, we will slowly release our dysfunctional behaviors. 12, gradually, with our higher powers' help, we will learn to expect the best and get it.
And get it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you for reading that for us. We will close with a moment of silence, followed by the ACA Serenity Prayer. Also, just a reminder, any newcomers, you're welcome to stay on after the meeting. We'll be here for I'll be here for 15 minutes. We can answer questions and whatever. Okay, so if a moment of silence, followed by the ACA Serenity Prayer. Love, grant me the serenity to accept the people I cannot change, courage to change the one that I can, and the wisdom to know that one is me. Keep coming back. It works if you work it.